Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off-season, I've never heard of her. This just keeps on rolling. The Rugby League off-season with another big breaking story in the last 15 or 20 minutes. Appy Curaçao, he has signed with the West Tigers for season 2023. So it is a little bit down the track, but what a signing for the West Tigers. This is unreal. This is a signing that I honestly didn't think they'd be able to get. I am so impressed by what the West Tigers have done here. Appy Curaçao, he is a proper needle mover for this club. This is sensational for them. I am so excited for West Tigers fans and the West Tigers brand in general, their franchise. This is sensational. Now, at the moment, they've got a couple of hookers there. Jacob Little, Jake Simpkins, both look talented. Neither looks exceptional, to be honest with you. Jake Simpkins, I think he's probably got the more upside. But if you're able to get a guy like Appy, you're crazy not to go all in on him. Now, I can't stress enough. I didn't think they'd be able to get Appy. Very interesting, only a few days after the Penrith Panthers came out and stressed that they never put their hand up for Brandon Smith. I find that hard to believe considering the Appy thing. This is literally what Brandon Smith said on that podcast, that Penrith, they put their hand up for him. They had a little, they made a phone call off the back of the Appy thing. So, I mean, this is, it's very interesting, the signs coming out of the Penrith Panthers there. They have got Mitch Kenny, so I think they will be okay. That's if they don't go out into the market and sign another hooker who they'll be able to get for unders. I imagine this is a pretty rich deal for Appy. He's not young anymore, Appy Curaçao. You've got to remember, he was getting around in 2014 for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. That was now 8 years ago. So Appy Curaçao just getting his age up now. Not a young guy. Has still got plenty of footy in him, but at age, what is he? He's my age. Okay, at age 29, he'll be turning 30 soon. You imagine this would probably be his last contract or his last very big contract. I imagine it's a 2 or 3 year deal. Haven't actually seen how long it is. But Appy Curaçao to the West Tigers, 2023, unreal signing. They are also going to get Isaiah Papali'i that year. Luciano Leilua will leave, obviously. But to replace him with Isaiah Papali'i, I think you're at least breaking even there. Hopefully, you can get a bit more upside out of Papali'i. But getting Appy Curaçao is huge. And I said the day that he signed with the Penrith Panthers that it could be the missing jigsaw piece for Nathan Cleary. I mean, could this potentially be the guy that Luke Brooks needs? Could this be the hooker that he potentially needs to play his best footy? If Brooksy isn't there by then, I assume the seven will be Jackson Hastings. And I think these two can come up with a dynamic combo, to be perfectly honest with you. Love this signing for the West Tigers. Well done to Michael Maguire. Well done to Tim Sheens. Considering the chaos and everything that's gone on over the last few years, and I've pointed every single little bit of that out to you guys on the podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
well done. An incredible effort to get a guy like Appy. I love this signing. I love Appy. Talking to Nathan Cleary the other day, I said to him, who would you, if you had to play with one for the rest of your career, who would it be? Isaiah Yeo, Appy Kurisau. He said Isaiah Yeo, and that didn't surprise me. In hindsight, maybe that was a little sign of where he knew that how things were going to play out and whatnot. But he also said that he believes Appy Kurisau was one of the most underrated players in the competition. And I completely agree, especially as far as hookers go. We always talk about Damien Cook, Harry Grant, Brandon Smith. Mate, if Appy Kurisau isn't the fourth or the third best hooker in rugby league, I will give it away. I thought in the final series he was sensational, especially against the Melbourne Storm there. I thought his last 20 minutes was great. They didn't score any points off the back of it, but he was just causing havoc. I thought in the grand final he was great as well. Made 50-odd tackles, as he always does, Appy. He's an elusive little bastard. He's such a good footballer. He's won two premierships now. He's played in three grand finals. A pretty good achievement from only 7 or 8 years of first grade. A lot of guys go through their whole career and don't play in three grand finals, let alone win one premiership, let alone win two. Well done to the West Tigers. A sensational get. You would have to think, come 2023, this team's going to look very different. You think by then, Stefano, he's going to be a little bit older, a little bit wiser. Dane Laurie's going to be a little bit older. Hopefully they've worked out who's going to be their seven moving forward. Hopefully they've got the very best out of Jackson Hastings by that point. Adam Dewey, he'll have more experience playing six. He'll be better in that position moving forward. And then all of a sudden you throw Appy Kurisau in. I just think this is such a good signing for them. I'm so happy for the West Tigers. A loss of Penrith, no doubt about it, but they have got Mitch Kenny to come in there. He will do a sensational job for them, a really talented player. As I said earlier, that's if they're not able to sign another guy. Well done to Michael Maguire, well done to Tim Sheens, well done to the West Tigers for getting a premier player in our competition. Considering everything that's happened over the last few years, I didn't think it was possible, to be honest with you. I haven't seen how much they've signed Appy for, but to be honest with you, if this is a guy that they've paid 7 or 8 or 900K for, I think it's a little bit overs, but I think it's worth it. For a club like the West Tigers that need a guy like this to walk into their system, I think it's well worth it, to be honest with you. Congratulations, West Tigers fans. You have got yourself a huge fish here. You've got probably the best forward in the competition last year when you went over the whole comp and how he went. Isaiah Papali'i, he can play middle, he can play edge. And now you've got a top three hooker in our game who I think in 2 years' time, he could be a top two hooker. I think he, if he hasn't overtaken Damien Cook, I think he will overtake him in the next 18 months. I think he'll be right up there with Brandon Smith and Harry Grant as far as the best nines in rugby league are going. Very exciting times for the West Tigers. Their stocks, they are definitely lifting.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.